SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Some severe Christmas weather's in the forecast for some portions of the country.
Dreaming of a white Christmas? Judah Cohen of Verisk Atmospheric and Environmental Research says snow is expected to come for Christmas Eve for parts of Colorado, Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, North Dakota, and possibly Minnesota.
There will be a little bit of a buildup of snow, so some people will be get their dream, their wish, and get a white Christmas, you know, right at the last minute there. But most of the country will be have a brown Christmas.
The National Weather Service says although there likely won't be a white Christmas for much of the U.S., at least the weather will be favorable for most people who have travel plans. I'm Donna Warder.
Also at SRNNews.com, the Biden administration reopens railroad crossings in two Texas border towns.
It happened 5 days after the shutdown of rail operations there disrupted trade and caused outrage. Customs and Border Protection closed railroad operations in Eagle Pass and El Paso, Texas on Monday to reallocate their customs officers to help Border Patrol take migrants into custody. Both regions have seen the number of illegal border crossings soar this month. Operations resumed at both cities as of Friday afternoon. The closures affected two of the six available rail border crossings between the U.S. and Mexico. Union Pacific estimated that the closures cost $200 million in daily losses across affected industries. Keith Peters reporting.
Food and Drug Administration's warning consumers about counterfeit versions of the diabetes drug Ozempic. Thousands of units have been seized to be inspected. They say patients should look carefully at the prescription and should not use units with the lot number NAR0074. This is SRN News. A Catholic school beats a hasty retreat.
Last month, officials at all-female St. Mary's College in Notre Dame, Indiana, announced they would begin admitting men who are living as women. This touched off a firestorm of outrage amidst students, parents, alumni, and donors. Now school president Katie Conboy has released a statement saying that St. Mary's is doing a 180 and will not be admitting men after all. Critics of the new policy are cheering, calling the turnabout an answer to prayer. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Big defense bill that passed Congress this month is a defeat for efforts by Republicans to kill several progressive agenda items. Most notably, the legislation does not include language sought by House Republicans to restrict sex change operations for service members. It also fails to block the Pentagon's abortion travel policy, which allows reimbursement for travel expenses when a service member goes out of state for an abortion. This is SRN News. In a rare show of bipartisanship, members of Congress want to make it harder for the government to take your cash without charging you with a crime.
A House bill to change civil asset forfeiture laws is closer than ever to becoming law. The bill, known as the FAIR Act, has 18 co-sponsors divided evenly between the two parties. It would increase the standard of proof for the government to keep money after it is seized in airports or anywhere else. The measure passed the fractured House Judiciary Committee with unanimous support. It's now up to leadership to decide whether it gets a vote on the House floor. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Ford Motor Company says half of its dealers in the U.S. have not yet committed to making the investments needed to sell and service electric vehicles. There are around 1,550 dealers that are sticking with selling hybrid. More details at SRNNews.com.